I'm joined today by Susan Meissner, the author of White Picket Fences and The Shape of Mercy, which won the Christian Book Award for Fiction, to discuss her new book, Lady in Waiting. Hi, Susan.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Now, like your award-winning novel, The Shape of Mercy, Lady in Waiting weaves together a contemporary storyline and a historical storyline. Tell me a little bit about each of your heroines, these characters named Jane, who play key roles in the present and the past.
Well, my present-day Jane manages an antique store in Manhattan, so she's surrounded all day long with remnants of other people's pasts. And when the story opens, her husband of 23 years has just taken a job in another state, and to her shock, he's asked her not to come with him. He tells her that he wants some time alone to decide whether or not he wants to be married anymore. So she's entering this time of waiting for him to decide, a time she did not see coming, and she begins to see that all the important decisions in her life were made for her by other people, her parents and her husband especially, and that she let them do it. And while she's coming to this realization, she finds an old betrothal ring engraved with her first name, Jane, hidden inside the binding of a 17th century prayer book. But there's no sign that the ring was ever worn, and this intrigues her. And so she begins a quest to find out whose it was and why it was hidden for 300-plus years. And in time, she begins to suspect it belonged to Lady Jane Grey. Now, this second Jane, Jane Grey, was a historical figure. And much like my present-day Jane, most of Lady Jane's life-defining decisions were made for her by other people. At the age of 16, she was named Queen of England in the mid-1600s by some pretty powerful men who did not want Mary, Henry VIII's eldest and Catholic daughter, on the throne. They wanted Rome out of the picture, and they wanted someone on the throne who they could control. And history shows us they could not.
What did you find most interesting about Lady Jane Grey while researching this novel?
Well, I've always been moved by the story of Lady Jane Grey. She's one of the lesser-known Tudor queens, and few people know her story because her reign was so short. In most of the biographies and novelizations that I've read, she's depicted as either a stoic martyr for the Protestant faith or a helpless pawn. But I wanted to explore the notion that she was singularly neither one, but instead a young woman who had the same hopes and dreams as any teenage daughter of a duke in the 17th century. She wanted a happy life with love in it and to make her own decisions about the things that mattered most to her. And I knew going into it that Jane Grey's story doesn't end well for her, but that didn't mean she didn't choose how her story would end. She did. And when my modern-day Jane comes to understand that Lady Jane Grey was not denied all avenues of choice, she realizes that neither has she.
Now, Susan, your books are very popular with book clubs. How do you believe the themes of waiting and choosing resonate with women, and how do these themes tie into our spiritual lives?
Well, first off, I think book clubs are remarkably suited for helping people consider big life issues, and especially for women, because we're known for being non-compartmentalizers. You know, we tend to make sense of life by looking at all of it all at once. And most of us travel through life on a journey marked with starts and stops and seasons of waiting. You know, sometimes we're waiting for other people, and sometimes we're waiting on God. And we're constantly finding ourselves in these valleys of decision. And sometimes we end up in hard places through no fault of our own, and our guilt or innocence with regard to the situation doesn't really change it. We're still going to find ourselves in those places. And we can't always choose our circumstances, but we can always choose how we're going to respond to them. And we're never completely without choice, even when we're waiting.
Susan Meissner, she's the author of Lady in Waiting. Susan, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.